IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with tourism. Did you know that there is a $30 billion industry created by people called leaf peepers? Leaf peepers is a term used to describe people who travel all over the world searching for the bright red leaf colors of autumn and fall. This was a term coined in the UK, but this industry is huge the entire world over. That $30 billion number is estimated for America alone, so you can imagine what the entire world over is like. In truth, it is one of the most dramatic sights to see. An entire forest that was once green now looks like it has been set on fire, with brilliant orange and red leaves. Soon the trees will shed and get ready for the winter. These bright red colors are created by the plant pulling the chlorophyll away from the leaves and storing these nutrients in its roots. In this way, the plant is ready for the tough, dry season. When the time is right, the leaves will detach from the plant and fall down. Their job done. I was sitting on my farm last week and reading a book when I kept hearing the rustling of leaves. The mango trees around me were shedding. Their leaves were gently and gracefully floating to the ground. I put my book away and observed each of these leaves falling down. And for some strange reason, it was a very emotional moment for me. So I pulled out my pen and I wrote a haiku poem on this experience. And this is when I realized that there is something very, very valuable to learn from these leaves. Something that I can use in my life as a habit. Very often in life, we get attached to things, to people, to situations, to the work that we do. We're not willing to let go and leave these things behind, even though our time with them is done. Look at all those billionaires who are way past their prime, with dementia, running their life's work into the ground, only because they refuse to leave when the time is right. They are attached. Or when we stay in a relationship that has slowly become toxic, we cannot leave. Instead, we choose to stay and suffer. I know people who have a CD music collection and no CD player. The technology is gone, the times have moved, and yet they are stuck and attached to that aspect of themselves. As I sat there looking at those leaves, I realized something very powerful and very valuable. There is always the right time to make a graceful exit. Nothing exists forever, and we make the mistake of thinking that it does. With our work as well, the Bhagavad Gita explains this beautifully. Do your job to the best of your ability, and then let go of the result. Just like the leaf, let's go of the tree. Take a look at your life and see the big things that you're still holding on to and not letting go of. Look at your friendships, relationships, work, hobbies, etc. See if any of them have long passed the time and let go. The beauty of this is when it becomes a habit, when you start letting go of that last month, that last week, and finally letting go of yesterday. You soon realize that every moment is nothing but a letting go. Do your best, live to the fullest in every moment, and then let go. But do it like the leaves. Do it gracefully. One of my favorite definitions of grace is the outward expression of an inward harmony of the soul. As your habit coach, I want you living in grace and leaving in grace. This is the ultimate expression of yourself and, of course, of any work that you do. So your super simple habit starts by observing all the things in your life that you're holding on to. Even though you know it is time to let go, all these things are no longer serving you. But you just can't let go. This will be hard at first and will get easier with practice. So start letting these things go. Then learn to let them go with grace, with that outward expression of the inner harmony of your soul. Just like a leaf that finishes its work and then detaches itself from a tree, gracefully floating down to the ground. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with three people. One, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.